Total Tina, The Stairway.
Hi, I am Karen. I will describe the photographs.
I am Victoria. I will read the sound effects.
Hi, I am Tina Mentosa. I am totally blind, but that does not keep me down.
I am Bruce Murphy, a rookie New York City fireman.
I am the fire chief. My name is Daniel.
And I am Alex. I will be your narrator. Okay, here we go. Total Tina, The Stairway.
A photo of a handsome young man. He holds a white cane and is waving at the camera.
Embossed in the corner of the photograph are the Braille letters ILL. Tina runs her hands over the photo, and her finger stops on the letters.
ILL. ILL. You were always with that silly joke. You make me feel ill. In Lasting Love. You brailled it on everything you gave me. In Lasting Love. Like anything lasts. What a stupid world. Now all I have left is a photo that I can't even see.
She pushes the photo against her face.
I can almost smell you. Oh, how I miss you. Oh, I am... I hate to hear myself cry.
She puts on headphones.
Grandpa, set volume to 8. Grandpa, play sad songs.
Photo of Tina sitting near an open window holding a tissue to her eye. Out the glass is a dark Manhattan night. Skyscrapers sparkle in the distance.
The quiet sound of loud music escapes from her headphones.
Ooh, no. Ooh. Why? Ooh. I sound so stupid when I cry. I don't want to hear it. Grandpa, set volume to 10.
In an apartment a few floors above.
Photo of a sleepy-looking man smoking something in bed. His apartment is lined with tables and chemistry equipment. Large plastic barrels are under the table.
Sound of a fire alarm.
People in the hall move single file towards the stairs. A fireman leads the crowd.
In her apartment.
The sound of the fire alarm is drowned out by her loud music.
Oh, I love this song!
Tina looks up.
Smells like smoke. Grandpa, stop!
She takes off her headphones.
Oh, fire alarm, that's the fire alarm.
She goes to the door and feels it.
Not hot.
She opens it.
Blaring sound of the fire alarm.
Moving back in, she closes the window, takes a white cane, and goes out.
Phooey! It's probably that stupid meth lab upstairs.
Wincing from the screaming alarm, she canes her way through the empty hallway. She finds the stairway door and goes in.
Closing the door muffles the alarm.
Picture of Tina in the stairway. She is at the top of the stairs. The tip of her white cane touches the next step down.
Tina starts down the stairs. A voice comes up from below.
Yo, FDNY. Fire department. Somebody up there?
Yeah, me.
You should have been out of here a while ago.
Yeah, sorry.
We'll get moving now.
An explosion.
Tina holds the handrail as the building shakes.
All goes black.
Sounds of plastic smashing.
Oh my God.
Oh man, wow, what the heck?
Hey you down there, fireman, are you okay? What just happened?
No, I'm not okay.
I am. I think.
Stay there. My flashlight is smashed. The radio, too. Do you have a light there?
Light? I have no light.
The whole place is pitch dark. I mean nothing.
I'm coming down.
No, stay where you are. I don't know where I am. The whole stairway is black. I mean, I trained for this, but now in real time, this is really messed up.
Sounds of steps on the stairs.
Hey, what are you doing? Stay still.
A bigger explosion.
No way.
Gripping the banister, she continues down. She gets to his landing.
Come on.
Come on. Hey, no, wait. Come on. I don't know which way is even up. Where are you?
I'm right here. Here is the handrail.
The tink of the metal banister.
Are you on the floor? You okay?
Yeah, I'm sitting on the floor. I'm a little spooked to get up.
She hits his boot with her cane.
Hey.
She squats down in front of him.
Here, take my hand. Here.
But I can't see where I am.
Neither can I. You are against the wall, not by the steps. Feel around. Stand up. The stairs are here.
She stomps her foot.
The steps start here, not by you. Stand up.
He touches the wall behind him and gets up.
Yeah, okay.
Here, take my hand.
Their hands wave in the air, but then touch. His hand is huge in hers.
Oh, you are shaking.
She puts his hand on the banister.
The rail.
She starts down.
No, wait, I can't. Where's the step?
She backs up and bumps up against him.
Put your free hand on my shoulder. I'll take the banister on the other side.
She goes down a step.
See, I went down one.
Yeah, I got it.
Here I go. Another step.
Okay, go.
Another.
Yeah, okay.
Now we are at the landing. Follow the handrail around.
Okay, I'm good. I don't know how you know where you're going. I don't know why I am following you.
Sounds of their footfalls moving quickly down the stairs.
I am kind of feeling this.
Then you can let go of my shoulder.
Maybe not just yet.
Sounds come up from below.
Hey, I see some light down there. See it?
No.
A smaller explosion.
Oh God, let's go a little faster.
Light from below begins to fill the staircase.
Image of the pair descending the dimly lit stairs.
Yeah, can see some now.
Okay, then you can go on your own.
He looks at her face.
Wow. You're beautiful. Whoa.
He stumbles.
Hey, I thought you could see where you were going.
Yes, I can.
A creaking sound.
Let's go.
She pulls away. He hurries after her.
Hey, wait.
Approaching the last few steps, he catches up to her and puts his hand back on her shoulder.
I thought there was light for you now.
There is.
Off the last step, they enter into the crowd of people in the lobby. The fire chief notices Murphy and calls to him.
Yo, Murphy!
Photo of Tina and the firemen facing each other in the crowded lobby.
You think maybe you would like some time to get, you know, go out?
No, sorry.
Yo, Cadet Murphy, over here!
Murphy turns to look for the chief. Tina slips away into the crowd.
Photo of the sad-looking fireman scanning the crowded lobby.
He looks around, but Tina is gone.
Murphy, front and center!
The end. You have been listening to Total Tina, tonight's episode, The Stairway. Written and directed by Peter Mark. Tonight's guest star, Fred Backus. Produced by On Island Audio Theatre. Visit us at onisland.com. Thank you and good night.